Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the second day of the month of Nisan. Today is day 542. That so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage, we pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rav Doron Perez, Executive Chairman of the World Mizrahi Movement in Jerusalem, Israel. However, today I believe that Rav Doron is here in the States, and that due to time restraints, we're going to switch up the typical order of how we conduct the Daily Call. Rav Doron will get on momentarily to share Divrei Chizik, then he and I will spend a few minutes in conversation to discuss the current ongoing elections for the World Zionist Congress. The reality is that many of us here in America are unfamiliar with the WZO and perhaps the incredible work being done by Mizrahi. And I am hopeful that we will not only walk away from today's call more informed, but prepare to vote and even serve as ambassadors to encourage others to vote as well. Please note that due to the change of schedule following Rav Doron in my conversation, I will proceed with the Tehillim and our daily format, which will include the Acheinu Tefila, as well as the three Mishaberach Tefilot that we say each day on the call. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And lastly, before bringing Rav Doron on the line, I'd like to wish him, his wife, and the entire extended Paris family a mazel tov upon the recent birth of their grandson. May he bring them and all of Am Yisrael much nachas, simcha, and bracha. And with that, the chavod, with great honor, Rav Doron.
Thank you so much, Naftali. It's an honor and privilege to join the call, and I just want to say a massive shukar to you and all at the Orthodox Union. We have such a deep and ongoing friendship, partnership on so many levels, and it's a tremendous schut for me to be able to share a few words of chizuk. I want to say to all the people who join this call today and every day, what an unbelievable initiative, so many hundreds of people to come together to daven for Acheinu Kol Beit Yisrael, for the challenges that we face in Israel and around the world, and it is enormously, enormously appreciated. And the crack of Tila and Tehillim is La'en Shi'ur, so Yishar Kochachem. For me, the reason I've always very, very deeply, I suppose like all of us, feel a kinship with King David HaMelech, is essentially twofold. No other human being, perhaps, has been able to capture the gamuts and depths of the human experience than King David in Tehillim. It's not by chance that King David accompanies us on our highest moments, Mizmoret Toda, Hodul Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lo Am Chasdo, from the highest highs, where we feel such elation and connection to Hashem in appreciation, as King David who's given us the words, but also our deepest lows, Mimama Kim Kratich Hashem, Gam Ki Eilech Begay Tzal Mavet Lo Irara, etc., etc. David has given expression, connectivity to God, from the full gamut of human experiences, from one side to the other, and everything in between. And hence, it's not by chance that Tehillim are the blueprint for so many of our tefillot, not only the Psukei de Zimra, not only Hallel, but so many Psukim and things that we say, in everything we do. We start Amidah, Hashem Tzvatai Tiftach Upiyagidi Latecha, Psalm 19. And everything and every experience, we had King David and his deep, almost unparalleled connection to Hashem through the gamut of human experiences. For me, this last year has been, I've never felt such a gamut of human experiences from day one ground zero of October 7th Simchat Torah until today. We had the tremendous pain as well as the tremendous privilege of having both of our sons offered this fight on October 7th Simchat Torah. One, only by the grace of God, was saved, shot in the thigh, managed to get married a week later, managed his him and his wife to fall pregnant. Soon after, we got up from the shiver of Daniel and have a baby boy 2 weeks ago, 3 days, a year and 3 days after we got up from the shiver from Daniel on Purim last year. And his baby, first grandchild, and first great-grandchild in our family, Ori Daniel, Le David Hashem Ori, inspired by David HaMelech's words, Le David Hashem Ori, and in memory of our son Daniel. So on the one hand, I have endless appreciation to Hashem for sparing our family the loss of our Bechor Yonatan and granting us so much graciousness and blessing with Yonatan's being saved on the day, healing, wedding, and marriage and child, Baruch Hashem. But unfortunately, we're not as lucky with Daniel. Our family has been through so much of the deaths of Mima Makim, of Gam Kielech Begay Talmavet, of deep, dark, difficult, challenging emotions of having a son who after 18 months is still a hostage, unfortunately a deceased one who was killed, we didn't know was killed. We heard was missing and then taken captive and then confirmed taken captive and then confirmed injured and then confirmed deceased. And he's still on day 163 and he's still one of those hostages. We've had the gamut of human experience, and it's and King David accompanies me on this journey more than anyone else. And finally, I just want to say that there's no greater unifier of the Jewish people than King David. Rav Menachem Genek from the OU, the Talmid of Rav Soloveitchik, has written in Birkat Yitzchak, the book of the Perush of Rav Soloveitchik to the Chumash, that Rav Soloveitchik says that the essence of Jewish leadership as opposed to non-Jewish leadership is unity. Non-Jewish leadership is about power. Jewish leadership is about unity. And that's why our leader par excellence is none other than David HaMelech. The same person who could unify the human heart in the gamut of experiences is the same person who can and does unify the Jewish people. Nobody unified the Jewish people like King David. Nobody was able to forgive and forget the iniquities of his political opponents who tried to kill him, King Saul, Ishbosheth, Avner ben Ner, his son Avshalom, Amasa ben Yeter. The life work of King David is one big chumrah that unparalleled he took upon himself, and that's why the future political leader, Mashiach, has to come from him. He was able to unify the Jewish people. He was able to find the common ground and understood what's the purpose if the tribe of Judah is so strong as to overpower the other side to cause a split in the kingdom, which would happen 2 generations later. What's the purpose of being a king of Judah if you're not a king of all of Israel? And for 7 years, he was only appointed by his own tribe, his own party, and with absolute brilliance, moved the capital from the provincial Hebron of Yehuda to Yerushalayim, Shenolonit Chalkal Shvatim, that anyone and everyone, all of the tribes felt, Yesh Lanu Chelek the Melech Israel. And we are in desperate need of Davidian leadership, which is able to bring together the poles and bring us all together at a time that we need so much unity. And maybe that segues, Naftali, for a few moments to these elections.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Rav Daron. We're fortunate to have a very sophisticated audience here on the Daily Call, representing nearly every one of the states here in America. At this point in time, I imagine that many, if not everyone here on the call, has seen the many ads, both in print and social media, been bombarded in our email boxes regarding the elections. As I shared earlier, the reality is that many of us here in America are unfamiliar with the elections, partially because they are spread apart every 5 years, but also because the perception by some may be, although I know that this is not the reality, that while we vote here, the benefits are only experienced in Israel. Now, if that was true, that would and should be enough for all of us to vote, simply to support our brothers and sisters in Israel. However, there is a direct benefit to us here in the States in case we needed any additional motivation to get out to vote. Rav Daron, with our limited time, I'll keep my question short, focused, and to the point. Before jumping into Mizrahi, to the OIC, and Slate 5, what are the elections about, and why is it so important?
Thank you. I'll be brief and to the point so we can get to the Achayinu and to the Tehillim. I call these elections the most important elections in the diaspora that so many people haven't heard of. I call these elections the best kept secret in the diaspora, kept from Jews in the diaspora. And why is that? It's very simple. The World Zionist Organization, which these elections elect members to, owns, controls, directs, arguably, the most important, powerful, and influential Jewish nonprofit organization in the world. And that is Keren Kayemet Yisrael. Keren Kayemet Yisrael, I don't know if people know, is the landowner in Israel. The vast majority of inhabited land in Israel is owned by Keren Kayemet. The house that I live in, Yad Binyamin, I pay 13% land tax to Keren Kayemet Yisrael. It's the biggest property owner in the Jewish world. And the incredible, incredible thing, Naftali and all the listeners, is it's not owned by the Israeli Knesset. It has not been nationalized. It belongs to the Jewish people through the World Zionist Organization. For all types of reasons, it was kept up under the WZO. And the incredible thing is that it's 40% owned by the Knesset, i.e. the Israeli electorate, 30% in these elections taking place now in America, and 30% by the rest of the diaspora jury. An incredible electoral college, 40% Israel, 30% U.S. jury, 30% the rest of the world. Mizrahi, in partnership with OU and so many other the major Orthodox Israel-supporting organizations, have a coalition of over 10 organizations which have been together for decades. And I feel that this election has never been more important. Baruch Hashem, finally Jews around the diaspora are hearing about these elections, learning about them. I myself am one of those people who've made Aliyah. And the more time I spend in Israel public affairs, the more I've realized the secret. Boy, oh boy, these are impactful. Impactful in where the money, where land development is invested in Israel through Kakal. How about East Jerusalem? How about Yehuda Shomron? Many people on the progressive side say, no, nothing over the Green Line. Why not? They're not part of Eretz Israel. There's so many non-contentious communities, such as Gush Etzion, East Jerusalem, Ariel. Never mind the more contentious ones. The posture that anywhere in Israel, where Jewish settlement and land is happening, north and south, east and west should be developed. That's not so pressure to lots of people. There's massive, massive budgets. Just the educational budget of the Keren Kayemet is 250 million shekels. And that can and should be used to support all of the Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Medina Yisrael focused institutions. Why can't that go towards settlements, towards yeshivot, towards supporting service in the army? And it's very, very simple. Jews around America we're in the middle of this. It's been 3 weeks and there's a couple more weeks to go. And we are in a coalition with the OU because it's the most natural partner. This is an opportunity to make our voice heard, to galvanize every single one of us who believes in the Kwach, both of Tehillim and of Tilim. The Kwach of David HaMelech, unparalleled belief in Hashem, and unparalleled courage on the battlefield. For me, David HaMelech is the Jew par excellence. Nobody had a closer kesher to God than he did and expressed in the way that he did. And nobody was more brave, courageous in facing Goliath, in facing King David's army with the Magen David of his soldiers, in facing, whatever needed to be, focused. And the paragon of Jewish unity. We're going to sing Achenu Kol Beit Yisrael. Nobody represents it more than King David. And I believe that that's what our coalition represents, that there's no stira between Torah Judaism and between the land, state, and Israel service and the army. There's no contradiction between Jews and Israel and the diaspora, between all the types, between the Jewish nationhood and Zionism, between the Jewish religion. We have to bring it together. And I'd say, Naftali, in conclusion, I've never in my lifetime in the last 2 years felt a need for Jewish unity, to quote Rav Soloveitchik again, the covenant of fate. Boy, oh boy, have Hamas tested us still 18 months later with 59 hostages, tearing Israel apart as they wish to with the hostage situation. We need unity now more than ever. We need the spirit of King David more than ever, which is really the spirit of Mashiach, which says we're in this together. we commit and we recommit to have campaigns which is not putting down anybody else, but saying we have to find the common ground. And I believe the religious Zionist Orthodox Israel supporting Derech is exactly this, that we're in this together. We bring Torah and we bring Israel together. We bring the diaspora and Israel together, and we bring the multiplicity of human emotions, spiritual emotions, and every one of the Shvatim together to integrate and to unite the Jewish people going forward. That is what a vote for the Orthodox Israel Coalition Slate 5 is about in these elections. If I can just say maybe, Naftali, to tell everyone too, it's voteoic.org/OU, voteoic.org. There is the opportunity to go online and vote for our coalition to make a difference to the future of Israel.
Thank you so much, Rav Daron. We truly appreciate the time for you being with us. And I'll just add as well that anyone in America who is 18 and older, it's not just one vote per household, anyone who's 18 and older is eligible to vote. And Rav Daron, just very quickly, for our callers here on the Daily Tehillim call, we want them to vote. We want them to get the word out. But to help and galvanize them to be ambassadors for their shuls and in their communities, is there anywhere they can look to try and encourage and get more votes from those in their shuls and communities?
Yes, we have our campaign manager in the U.S. His name is Ari Wartelski. And he is driving everything over here. And perhaps we can send the details. Should we send it to 30 people and go and vote and voteoic.org? And it's very simple. The more people who go and vote, husbands, wives, your children, your siblings, your aunts and uncles, your parents, everybody we know who's from our community who believes in the values we spoke about, you can see it at voteoic.org. And Ari Wartelski, perhaps through you, Naftali, can be in touch, maybe in the email that you send around, to be in touch with him. Be our ambassadors, as partners of as the OU are our major, major partners and ambassadors in this to get the vote out and to make a difference every single one of us for the future of Jewish destiny.
Amazing. All right. I know you have to go, Rav Daron. Thank you so much for being with us. We truly appreciate it. And I just want to, before we jump into the Tehillim, I just want to speak a little bit about the OIC. The OIC is the Orthodox Israel Coalition Mizrahi, and it's made up of Mizrahi, of the OU, Yeshiva University, Turo, the Rabbinical Council of America, the National Council of Young Israel. It's amongst many other prominent organizations that many of us on this call associate with. The OIC is endorsed by Rav Herschel Schechter, which honestly was enough of a reason for why my wife and I both voted, besides that I work for the OU. But for our listeners, please check it out. Check out the link. We're going to hopefully include it in our emails going forward for now through the end of the election to vote for the OIC, which is slate number 5. And with that, Rav Daron, thank you. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, Emir to Hashem in the near future. We're now going to proceed with Tehillim. Please join me as we start and begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lamnatzayach, Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai Biyom Tzara, Yizgabech Hashem, Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrcha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadecha, Yizkor Kol Minchasecha, V'yalasecha Yidash Nesela, Yitem Lecha Kilvavecha, V'chol Atzatzecha Yimalei, Miranina B'shuatzecha, V'shem Eloheinu Nigol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha, Atoya dati kiyoshi adonai mishicho yaneyo mishrei kachko bigvuros yesha yemino ela ela parechev veela basusim vaanachnu b'shem adonai eloheinu nazkir hema kara uvenafalo v'nachnu kamnu v'nisodod adonai hoshia hamelech yaneinu biyom kareinu. We'll continue with Perek Chaf Gimel, Chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ra'i Lo Echzor, Binos Deshe Yarbitzeini, Hame Minuchos Yinaleini, Napshi Yishovev Yancheini, B'Maglei Tzedek L'man Shemo, Gam Ki Elech V'Geit Samaves, Lo Irara, Ki Ata Imadi, Shiftecha U'Mishantecha, Heima Yinachamuni, Taroch lefanai shulchan, neged taroy. Dishanta b'shem en roshi kosi revaya. Ach tova chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai. B'shafti b'veis adonai li'arech yamim. We'll continue to our third chapter of Tehillim that we say here on the call. Tehillim Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir Lamalos, Esa Einai Elaharim, Meayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri, Meayim Adonai, Hose Shamayim Varet. Al Yitain Lamut Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomerecha. Hine lo yanun velo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzolcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha v'yoreyach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzitzcha vo'echa, me'ata v'yad olam. Continue now, Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Hamalos, Mimamakim Karasicha Adonai. Adonai, Shema Bikoli, Tienaz Necho Kashuvot Sekol Tachanunai. Imavonos Tishmarya Adonai, Miyamod. Yimcha ha-slicha, v'man kivarei. Kivisi Adonai, kivisa nafshi, v'lidvara ha-chalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, v'shomerim la-boker, shomerim la-boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, yim Adonai yachesed, var be'yemo fidus. V'hu yifdes Yisrael. We call Avonosav. Finally, concluding with our last chapter, Perek Kuf Mem Beis, chapter 142. Maskil leDavid, Yosav Maras Tefila, Koli El Adonai Eza, Koli El Adonai Eschanan, Eshvok Lefanav Sichi, Tarasi Lefanav Agid. V'histatef olai ruchi v'yata yodata nisivasi borach zo aleich tamu pachli. Habeit yamin re'e ve'en li makir obad monos nimeni ein doresh l'nafshi. Zo'ati eilecho adonai omarti atomachsi chalki be'eretz hachayim. Akshiva el rinasi, ki dalosi mo'od atileini merod fai ki amsu mimeni. Hotsia mi masker nafshi lehodos es shemecha, biach tiru tzadikim, ki sigmal alai. Continue now with Achenu. I'll recite it first in Hebrew, then translate it into English. Achenu kol beis Yisrael al hanesunin batzorel v'shivya, omdim be'mayam v'im b'yavasha, hamakom yirachim aleyem, yotzim etzara lirvacha, me'afela liorad u'mishivu legula. Hashta bagloz man kariv nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, amen. We'll continue now with the Mishaberach L'Chayli for Tzahal, for our dear and special soldiers. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, V'yivarech et Chayli Tzahagadal Yisrael, V'anshe Kochot HaBitachon, Omdim Al Mishbar Tzinu, Arei Eloheinu, Migva Lavon, V'yamivar Mitzrayim, Min Hayam HaGadol, Adavar Avot, Achom Bakom Shehem, Hayvasha Badir, V'yam, Ite Adonai et Oveinu, Hakamim Aleinu, Nigafim Lifneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmor V'yatzil Es Chayaleinu, Mikol Tzara V'tzuka, Mikol Nega Machala, וישלח ברכה ויצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, יעזר צוננו תחתיהם, יעטרם בכסר ישוע בטרף ניצחון, יקום בהם הכסוף, כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם להילחם לכם, עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. Continue to the second Mishnah Berurah, for the Shvuim, for the Chatufim, for the captives, for those who are held hostage. We daven for their speedy return home today to their families. Mishnah Berurah, Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe v'Aaron, David v'Shlomo, Yivarech v'Yishmor v'Yitzores, Yadrei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, Shuvayves Kol Acheinu, Hanis. Tunim b'tara u'b'shivya b'avor she'kol ha'kohol ha'kodesh ha'zeh mispalel b'avuram ha'kodesh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aliyem yutzihem michoshech b'tamavet u'mithorseyseyhem yinateik u'mithukoseyhem yoshiyem yoshirim mehera v'chayim mishpachoseyhem yodu l'adonai chasto v'nifloso l'vnei adom ויקום מהם יקרש הכסוף, די אדנו ישבון, ובוא ציום דרינה, וישמח, וישנחת עולם על ראשם, ססון ושמחה, יסיגו וינוסו יונבנך, ונאמר, אמן. Finally, we'll conclude with the Mishnah Berurah Acholim for those who are sick, unwell, who are desperately in need of a refuah shalema, a complete healing, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, whatever it might be, wherever they are. I will pause for about 30 seconds, at which point we can insert the names of all those who are in need. Mishnah Berurah, Avoseinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Yivarech, Es, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lachlimam, Le'arposam, L'chazokam, L'chayosam, Yishlach Lehem, Mehirah, Fuah, Shlema, Min HaShemayim, L'choverihem, L'chogedehem, L'soch Shar Chalei Yisrael, Refuah Tanefesh, Refuah Tzaguf, Hashta, Bagalo, Zman Kariv, V'nomar, Amen.
For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.